In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, we see the Pharisees getting mad at our Lord because he received sinners. You may remember when our Lord was invited to the house of a Pharisee called Simon. And that sinful woman came and placed herself behind the Lord and washed his feet with tears of repentance. You remember, Simon was not happy. How can that be? How can Christ receive sinners? And yet, that was all his mission. Because the Savior came to save what was lost, to fix what was broken. But sometimes we forget this truth and we act like the Pharisees. We may become self-righteous and look down on people. We may judge them, thinking that we are better, that we are so much holier than the other people. And this is the voice of the little Pharisee that lives inside us. But the truth is that we should never forget that we are among the sinners, that we are one of them. To consider oneself outside of the number of sinners is to place oneself outside of the salvation of God. Because if we are not sinners, so Christ didn't come for us. You see, it was because of our misery, because of our weakness, that the Son of God came to earth. Our misery is what called upon us the mercy of God. And it was to teach us this truth that our Lord gave us the two parables that we see in the Gospel today. The parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, the lost drachma. They are two figures, but only one reality, one message behind these two parables: the redeeming love of God, which came to save what was lost. And today, we are going to take a closer look at the parable of the lost drachma. The words of the Lord, they are full of mystery. So please, try to follow with me. The Lord said, "Which woman, having 10 drachmas, if she lose 1 drachma, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it?" These are the words of the Lord. And now we needed to look for the spiritual signification of these words. The woman in the gospel represents the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is the Word of God, the Son of God, through whom God created all things. And it is written that the wisdom of God had 10 drachmas, 10 coins, which signified the totality of rational creatures. And by rational creatures, I mean creatures with reason, angels and men. They are called drachmas because, as a coin, they have in themselves the image of the king. Angels and men have reason, and because of that, we say that they were created in the image of God. And the number of coins is 10. Because there are 9 choirs of angels. And to this number, we add mankind. So a woman had 10 drachmas. But what else do we hear in the parable? We hear that one of the drachmas got lost. And I'm sure that you know very well which one. Mankind is the drachma that got lost, my brethren. And it got lost when our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God. Like a coin, mankind fell from the hands of the Creator to the floor. From the state of grace to the state of sin. Mankind was lost. But God didn't forget that little coin. So what did the wisdom of God do in order to find the lost drachma? It is written that the wisdom lit a lamp. The wisdom lit a lamp. And these words hide a great mystery. Because a lamp is a light inside a material vessel. And in this we can see a representation of the mystery of the incarnation of our Lord. When the light of the divinity came to dwell inside the material vessel of human flesh. The lamp was lit when God became man. And that's how he came to look for us. And we also read that the wisdom incarnate comes and sweeps the house which means that our Lord came to clean our lives from sin. Through His words, through the examples of His life, through the sacraments. The man who follows the words of Christ is like the one who sweeps his house and keeps it clean, so he can find in himself the image of God. But the man who does not follow the words of the Master has the house of his soul full of dust, dirt, and so many bad things that the image of God is like buried underneath all of it. But even in this last case, which seems to be a lost case, the wisdom of God does not cease to look for the lost coin. It is written that the wisdom of God seeks diligently for the drachma until she finds it. Which means that our Lord is always knocking at the door, seeking diligently to save our souls, and even the souls of the most wretched men. He is knocking, always trying to enter. And if anyone comes to accept his plan of salvation and perseveres, he will be one day joined together with the 9 choirs of angels in heaven. However, if anyone does not truly accept the plan of salvation, and now let me speak to you like a father to his children. If we profess our faith with words alone, while our actions remain in the darkness of sin, if we continue to commit the same grave sins over and over and over again, without amending our lives, my children, if we continue to refuse, to reject His redeeming love, we will be lost forever. I know that it would be nicer if instead of saying such words, I would maybe tell you a joke. But that's not my style, nor my mission. It's time to let Christ find you in whatever situation you may be in your life. Let Christ find you and bring you very close to His heart, where you should never have departed. So yes, we were all like that lost drachma. But we should allow Christ to find us, lest we will be lost forever. So, my brethren, open the doors of your heart to the redeeming love of Christ, and let Him do His work of salvation in your life. You are like a little coin. That's true. But you know, you are very precious in His eyes. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.